Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, it's been a little chilly the last few days, a little more like winter, and maybe what you need to do to warm it up is have a little cinnamon. You know, I haven't heard of too many people who don't like cinnamon. Most of us really like it. Well, I'm sure there's somebody out there who doesn't like it, but it can be used in so many different ways. We usually think of it as just maybe inside cinnamon rolls, maybe cinnamon toast, you know, some those kind of everyday kinds of uses. But cinnamon can actually be used in a lot of other ways also, and we'll talk a little more about that. But cinnamon, of course, long history of cinnamon. It is one of the oldest spices known. It was mentioned in the Bible and was used in ancient Egypt not only as a beverage flavoring and medicine, it was also used as an embalming agent. And it was so highly treasured that it was considered more precious than gold. Around this time, cinnamon also received much attention in China, which is reflected in its mention in one of the earliest books on Chinese botanical medicine, dated around 2700 BC. And, of course, it just continues on through history. It became one of the most relied upon spices in medieval Europe. And due to its demand, cinnamon became one of the first commodities traded regularly between the Near East and Europe. Ceylon cinnamon is produced in Sri Lanka, India, Madagascar, Brazil, and the Caribbean, while cassia, C-A-S-S-I-A, and I'll mention that again and because it's something you may want to look for, is mainly produced in China, Vietnam, and Indonesia. And mentioning Vietnam, some of the cinnamons now are labeled Saigon cinnamon and sort of being promoted as something new on the market, perhaps. Well, you know that cinnamon is available in either stick or powder form, and the sticks actually can be stored a little longer, keeping their flavor. But ground cinnamon is probably what most of us have in our homes and use most often. And actually, the recommendation is that cinnamon should be replaced about every 6 months to a year. I know I have cinnamon lots longer than that. Probably bought too large a container. But to help us keep the cinnamon in good condition, you know, it wouldn't make you sick if you used it. The problem is the flavor kind of starts to deteriorate. But to keep it freshest, keep it tightly sealed in an airtight container and keep it in a cool, dark, and dry place. Now, when I say that, some people keep a lot of their herbs and spices like over the stove, over the range, not a good place because a lot of heat comes up from that stove and it's not good for any herbs and spices to be stored where there's a lot of warmth. So find another little place in the kitchen where it would be good to keep all those herbs and spices. Cool, dark, and dry place. We mentioned that cinnamon sticks will last a little longer in terms of their flavor than the ground cinnamon. But if you want to keep it good a little longer, just like some other herbs and spices, keep it in the refrigerator. And I always keep my chili powder in the refrigerator. Now I'm going to add a little space for my cinnamon, I think, just to keep it fresh. How can you tell if it's not fresh? Well, when you smell it, you really should have that good-smelling cinnamon odor, and it should also smell a little sweet. And you know, no more expensive than it is now. Maybe if you've had it around for 5 years, you need to trade it in for a new model, so to speak. And maybe buy a smaller container rather than that container that looks so economical and it's a really large container. Maybe in the long run it's not so economical because that flavor is going to reduce over time. Well, how do you use cinnamon? As I mentioned, the favorite, maybe kids, one of my favorites also, and that cinnamon toast. And a suggestion, you know, it always helps to have a little butter on it. Well, you may want to substitute margarine or another, if you happen to have some vegetable oil, you might have just a little bit of that spread on it before you sprinkle on the cinnamon and sugar. Or cinnamon and honey is a wonderful combination. And in fact, some folks say if you You put a half a teaspoon of cinnamon with a tablespoon of honey and eat that or put it in some hot water. It sort of has some medicinal effects. Well, if you're a fan of burritos or nachos, have you tried adding just a little bit of ground cinnamon to those? It will just give them a uniquely delicious taste. And actually, many Mexican dishes, desserts, have cinnamon in them, like hot chocolate, cinnamon added to hot chocolate, or a chocolate cake with a little bit of cinnamon in it is sort of one of those Mexican cultural dishes. Also, if you like lamb, a little bit of cinnamon added to the spices, or one of my very favorite pork roasts has a coating not only cinnamon but some mace and pepper and a number of herbs and spices that you rub on the pork roast and leave it overnight, and it makes this little crust on it when you bake it. It is really yummy. Also, if you use any curries, you might want to add a little cinnamon when you're preparing curries. Well, cinnamon not only is something that we enjoy in terms of the flavor, and by the way, cinnamon, pears, and oranges go well together too. It's not only flavor, but it does have, with lots of research, they found that there's some health benefits with the use of cinnamon. But of course, like any herb, any medicine, anything that we put into our bodies, it does also or could also have some side effects, some negative side effects. And in the information I have, most of it does not say how much. What is the quantity that we need to eat in order to have any medicinal good effects or bad side effects? Cinnamon has anti-clotting actions. And so if you're using cinnamon more than, you know, just a little sprinkle once in a while, and you are taking a blood thinner, you may want to just know that it does have some anti-clotting actions, and just be aware of that. It also, and this is a really positive one, cinnamon's essential oils qualify as an antimicrobial food, and cinnamon has been studied in its ability to stop the growth of bacteria as well as fungi and problematic yeast. So a little cinnamon extract may be useful in terms of those kinds of medicinal uses. Also, it's in recent research been used or tried out as an alternative to traditional food preservation. And this is research in 2003. The addition of just a few drops of cinnamon essential oil to carrot broth, which was then refrigerated, inhibited the growth of the foodborne pathogen for at least 60 days. When the broth was refrigerated without the addition of the cinnamon oil, it flourished despite the cold temperature. So, we could see some future use there. Also, cinnamon might help in blood sugar control. Just seasoning a high-carb food with cinnamon can lessen its impact on your blood sugar levels. Another thing, if you're diabetic, you may want to check that out with your physician and your person who's helping you with the diabetes control. Also, some studies have shown that it can help against heart disease and some kinds of cancers. So it has great potential in terms of what we might do with the medicinal side. One other thing that I want to add, which is really new research, is something called gold nanoparticles that are used in electronics and pharmaceuticals, and making those gold nanoparticles require extreme chemicals and harmful acids. They're finding, and this is from the University of Missouri, our neighbor, that when the gold salts is combined with cinnamon and water and mixed up, it separates out the gold nanoparticles without the use of electricity and without all those toxic materials, benefiting all of us cost-wise, green-wise. You know, it's just really a good thing. So we need to think about what all of those things in nature might do for us. This scientist who was working on this nanoparticle thing says, this is my thought to pass on, "Our approach to green nanotechnology creates a renaissance symbolizing the indispensable role of Mother Nature."